Now, back to Eye on Travel.
It's 43 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues for this second weekend in September 2020. You can always reach me, Peter at petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go right to the phones right now. I've got Kara on the phone from somewhere near Philadelphia. How are you, Kara?
Hi, Peter. Thanks for taking my call. It's nice to speak with you again. I actually met you at the Philadelphia Travel Show twice in the past.
Oh, my God. Well, nice. The third time must be the charm, then. Here we are.
Exactly.
So how can I help you?
So I have a round-trip ticket. It costs about $600 in November from Buenos Aires to Ushuaia on Aerolíneas Argentinas Airlines. I was going to go to Rio, Buenos, and then Ushuaia, and then catch a boat to Antarctica. Well, my cruise was canceled, and I'm not able to book it until January 2022 again. So, I tried to reach the airline to see, like, if I could get it, you know, some money back or cancellation or whatever. And they said that it will expire in May of 2021, so, like, 1 year after I purchased it, which doesn't help me because I'm not going to be able to go to Ushuaia until 2022 when, I go back for the cruise. So, wanted to see if you thought maybe I should try to contact my credit card company or what might be, the best.
Sure. Let me ask a couple of questions first, Karen. That is, were you starting in Buenos Aires or was Buenos Aires part of the Antarctica cruise?
It was just a flight I booked on my own from.
Well, listen, are you still planning to be in Argentina?
Well, we can't really go there. So, I mean, I have a trip like from Newark to there, but like the flight was,
Here's what's going on. Let me just help you out first. And that is Argentinian airspace right now is closed. They mm-hmm. keep telling me they're going to open it up by October 15th. And if they do, you can certainly go if you wanted to. I'm not talking about the cruise, but I'm talking about Argentina at probably the best time of the year to be in Argentina, right? The end of the year because of Southern Hemisphere. And then I'm just gonna lay this out for you, and then we can go to Plan B. And then if you want to use that ticket to go down to Ushuaia, have I got a restaurant for you. I do.
All right.
One of the best restaurants I've ever eaten in my life. How about that? It wasn't planned. It was totally accidental. The name of the restaurant is called Caupe, K-A-U-P-E. It's a husband and wife and son. The son's the chef. The mother is the maitre d', and the father basically serves the dishes. It's unbelievable. You can actually go online and see their menu. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere, in the southernmost city ever, right?
Right.
So now, if that doesn't work for you, it's a long way to go for a great meal. I know that. But if that doesn't, I know. But if that doesn't work for you, you have another problem here. And the problem is you bought the ticket independent of your original flight to Argentina, correct?
Yeah.
And therefore, you're not under the U.S. DOT rule, which
right.
means if the airline cancels the ticket on a flight that originated in the United States, you'd be entitled to a refund. But that's not what happened. And mm-hmm. in South America, they're not governed by any European Union rule or any U.S. DOT rule. The only thing you can do is to try to negotiate with the airline to extend your credit for another year. And you need to talk to somebody in the sales office in the United States. They have one, I believe, in Miami, and they have one in New York. Talk to them. Don't go online. Don't talk to reservations. They will not be helpful. If that doesn't work, you only have two recourses. One is to dispute the charge with your credit card, but remember, there's a 120-day rule. And the 120-day rule is you can do that if you find out you're not going somewhere through no fault of your own within 120 days of when you found out about it. When did you find out about it?
The cruise was just canceled like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Okay, so you're within the 120-day rule. So you know what? That's a way to dispute it on their credit card. And then last but not least, if that fails, then you're in a different situation. If it's worth it to you, you can file a claim in small claims court. But you can't file a claim in small claims court in Philadelphia if Aerolíneas Argentinas doesn't have an office there. You have to file it in the jurisdiction where they're based. And, you know, that just may not be worth it for you. So bottom line is, maybe it is worth it to go for the meal.
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like it.
But if you go, you got to take pictures of all the food and send it to me because I'll be jealous, okay?
That sounds like a fair deal. Thank you.
You got it, Gar. Thanks for your call. And everybody else, stick around. We've got more calls coming in when we return as Eye on Travel continues. Remember, the name of that restaurant, Calpe, a mom-and-pop operation. But what a dining experience in the middle of Ushuaia. Back right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues. Remember my email, peter@petergreenberg.com. If you got a question, email away and we will be sure to give us your name, your phone number, your question, and your problem, of course. And then we'll try to solve it right here on the air. We're going to do that throughout the show. Let's go right to the phones. I've got Philip on the phone from somewhere near Chicago, otherwise known as Villa Park. How are you, Philip?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So how can I help you?
Well, I've been to Hawaii 5 times. Love it. My girlfriend.
Bragger.
Never been
bragger.
There.
You're a bragger.
Yeah, well, no. Just got blessed, I guess.
Yes, you did.
But my girlfriend has never been. So we got a trip planned for February of 2021, and we're both kind of nervous. We got everything booked, but we're both a little bit nervous about the virus going on. What do you think our chances of making that trip without getting quarantined for the time of our vacation?
Well, right now, as you know, Hawaii's got a very strict quarantine rule in place, probably the most strict quarantine rule of any of the 50 U.S. states. And if you were to show up now in Hawaii, they would literally put you into a hotel room with everything short of an ankle bracelet. They would double check your cell phone. They'd basically geo-track you, and you're stuck in that hotel room literally for 14 days. Not the spirit of aloha you were counting on, right?
No.
No. However, you may be in luck, and I'll tell you why. I talked about this a little earlier in the show, and I'll probably continue to talk about it. Hawaii is America's only island state. They are hypersensitive in their agriculture about invasive species, which is why you can't bring fruits, plants, or vegetables in. Well, guess what? Right now, Philip, you're the new fruit, plant, and vegetable. You're the new invasive species. And they're worried because the number of their cases has just soared to over 5,000. So they were supposed to reopen in July. That didn't happen. Then they moved it back to August. Then they moved it back to this month. Then they moved it to October 1st. And my guess is, and I'd be willing to bet on it, they're going to open up in January. And the reason for that is the hotels and the resorts are scared. Because if they do open, then the hotels and resorts open, and they'll run at 20% occupancy, and they cannot financially sustain that. However, they cannot keep closed forever. And my guess is they'll announce an opening date sometime after the first of the year. So you'll be right in that sweet spot in February, where you will not have to be quarantined, but I guarantee you, you're going to have to show a fast response, reliable, negative test on COVID-19 within 72 hours of your arrival in the island.
Okay.
So right now, this could all change again, but right now, don't do anything. Hold on to your ticket. Hold on to your hotel. Hold on to your rental car. And the economic impact here will probably work in your favor. They will get their act together. And my guess is, as of about January 5th, Hawaii will reopen, you know, with restrictions, but not where you're going to have to be locked into some hotel room.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And by the way, this is happening in many other places around the world that are opening up with those kind of testing restrictions. But remember one other thing, Philip, and that is this. When they say a negative test, make sure when whoever says it, whether you're going to Hawaii or you're going to the Cayman Islands, that they define for you what their acceptable test is, because there's so many different ones, you know, and you don't want to take a test where you have to wait 11 days to get a result. That destroys the entire reason why you took the test. So find out what's an acceptable test and who needs to authorize that test so that you don't, you know, sort of like make it up on your own. It's a verifiable test, and then do it. And I think you'll be okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So enjoy the rest of the 3-month waiting period and then go take your girlfriend to Hawaii. She'll love you for it.
Excellent. Thank you.
You got it. And by the way, I would tell this to Philip and I would tell this to everybody else. Please be responsible. Wear that mask. I mean, right now the airlines have banned over 700 people. They've been put on a no-fly list for a very good reason. They didn't listen. They decided that they were exempt. Well, you're not exempt. You shouldn't be exempt, right? Under no circumstances. Behave. We'll get through this. I'm not making a political statement. I'm making a practical one. It's one you need to follow. I have too many people I know who were rebelling at the wrong time and for the absolute wrong reason. You know, I'm here in New York where we have turned the curve. I also live in Los Angeles where we haven't turned the curve. Arizona has not turned the curve. Hawaii, I was just talking to Philip, right? Hawaii has not turned the curve. And if you're going to have an impact, it starts with you, not with anybody else. You know, this is one size fits all. It's what it is. So stick with me on that. You'll be okay. When we come back in the next hour, we'll be joined by Gary Leff, who writes theviewfromthewing.com. Great stories, fun stories, and important stories. And then Nick Calio. Nick Calio, the president and CEO of Airlines for America, on how bad is the airline situation right now? And do we judge a successful airline these days by how long they can lose money? Back right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues for this second weekend in September 2020. As I say every segment, you can email me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones to Mammoth Lakes, California, which is having a pretty tough time. And Jane's on the phone. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for having me on today.
Before we get to your question, the minute I saw Mammoth Lakes, I have to talk to you about the Creek Fire because, I mean, what I'm seeing is devastating beyond imagination because it's not just one fire. If you look at the satellite photos, you're looking at, you know, 20 different fires in many different states. And how bad is it where you are right now?
It was worse earlier in the week. I mean, it's pretty smoky here. You don't want to really go outside. And we do have a crest and hopefully some granite between us and the fire, but it is coming this direction. Oh, and I have a deer in my yard right now.
Okay. Never a dull moment with Jane. And this is the Creek Fire, right?
This is the Creek Fire, yes. And,
wow.
You know, it just depends on which way the winds go and, you know, and hopefully it stays cool and the winds kind of die down.
Well, listen, our fingers are crossed for you and everybody there. We're seeing entire towns wiped out in the state of Washington.
Correct.
And in Oregon, it's just devastating because of you have this lethal, perfect storm of wind, temperature, and dry kindling. Wow. So listen, hang in there. And hopefully you'll be able to travel when this is over. But speaking of that, you did have a travel question, so let her rip, Jane.
Okay. On November 11th, I booked a flight on the Delta website for a flight September 2nd from LAX to Amsterdam, returning September 29th from Paris to LAX. These were represented as Delta flights with Delta flight numbers. The name charged on my credit card was Delta Air. My first Delta flight was canceled by KLM on July 8th.
Can I stop you on that? What was that flight number? Do you remember the flight number?
Oh, I didn't write it on this little thing.
Let me ask you this.
9468.
It was 4 digits. I want everybody to listen carefully. This is where code sharing becomes confusing. Anytime you book a flight, American, United, Delta, and it's a 4-digit flight number on that airline, they're not operating the flight. It's a code share with one of their, you know, their strategic alliance partners, in this case was KLM. So even though it said Delta, it was a KLM flight. So anytime you see 4 digits, you know you better check out the terminal they're leaving from, because it may be different, and it's not going to be the airline you thought it was. But continue now. Go ahead.
Okay. On July 11th, I got an email from Delta rebooking the flight earlier in the day, and it had directions on how to cancel and how to receive the e-credits. I tried unsuccessfully to cancel my flight for over a month online. I would follow their instructions and get into a loop with no solution. I called Delta August 30th at 8 o'clock p.m. I was put online and said I would be called back in an hour. I was called back at midnight, and I talked to Ren, and we went around and around, and she couldn't give me a refund, only an e-credit. I accepted the e-credit. She gave me the e-credit confirmation numbers and promised to send me an email confirming. As of today, I have no email, no e-credits, and no receipt. I sent Delta 2 messages to customer service, and I got an email September 9th saying they can't give me a refund or an e-credit because this was Air France flight. And I'm confused because
I got the answer.
Air France.
All right. Here's what we're going to do, Jane. Listen carefully. And I want you to remember this. When the Creek fire is over, I'm going to teach you how to start the right fire with the airline. Okay?
Okay.
Here's the deal. Why would you ever go online in the first place? You always want to have a conversation with a human being. And then you want to follow up that conversation. Here's where the email comes in, with a confirming email to their email address of that employee or that staffer, confirming what you just talked about in the conversation. You need to build up a paper trail. Going online and filling out a form is usually an exercise in futility, especially when so many people are not getting what they need. In this case, you know, you booked a flight that you thought was on Delta to begin with. It wasn't. It was then basically canceled by the other airline, in this case, KLM. And then they basically said, do you want an e-credit? They didn't say refund because you didn't have a conversation with them. Remember, under the U.S. Department of Transportation rules, anytime an airline cancels a flight that's either coming from the United States or flying within the United States, whether they're KLM or American, it doesn't matter, you're entitled to a full refund back to your original form of payment. What you need to do now, in both cases, is get on the phone with the originating issuer of that ticket, Delta, and remind them of the DOT rule, and then confirm it with what? That email confirming that conversation. And you know what else you're going to do? You're going to copy me. All right, that music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around. When we come back, we're going to show you what about GeoSure means. Pretty amazing stuff. It may even save you. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Now, back to Ion Travel.
It's 43 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Ion Travel continues on this second weekend of September 2020. You know, we were just talking to Jim Salgi from Yankee Magazine, And those are doable, manageable drives up the coast of New England to look at all the fall foliage. And it, you know, we're talking, you know, 11 different states or even many more if you touch the bottom lines. But you need to have a conversation along the way and before you even go. Because if you're not doing a one tank, you know, one day trip and you want to stay overnight, you need to have a conversation with the hotel or the Airbnb owner or the B&B owner as to exactly what their cleaning protocols are, their antiseptic protocols, what their housekeeping protocols are while you're there, and your infrastructure. You know, not the Airbnb or the B&B, but with our hotels, you know, is their restaurant open? Is their gym open? Is it accessible to you? Chances are their bar is not open. And if their restaurant isn't open, is their kitchen open so you can at least have room service if you don't want to go out? So remember that. And then go look at the leaves. It's worth it. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Steve on the phone out there in Illinois. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for taking my call today.
How are you, sir?
Good.
How can I help you?
I just want to talk to you about Frontier Airlines. On February 18th of this year, before the COVID was announced, I purchased 3 airline tickets from Orbitz to fly to Arizona on Frontier Airlines from my MasterCard. And, of course, 2 weeks later, they announced the travel ban and we couldn't fly. So I called Orbitz, and they advised me to cancel and get a credit directly from Frontier. So on March 24th, I called Frontier because they told me to wait till 1 week before we were supposed to travel to cancel and get a credit. We received the credit from Frontier Airlines on the 24th, which I have the paperwork. It was a credit shell, they said. And now we're planning to travel to Arizona for Thanksgiving, and I called Frontier to book our flight to redeem our credit. And the agent told me she sees our booking reference number in her computer, but the credit expired only 90 days from March 24th. I explained to her that on June 24th, 90 days after I canceled, there still was a travel ban, and I couldn't go at that time. So she said the credit was void, and we were out to $953. Is there any recourse we can get to reclaim our money from Orbitz or Frontier?
Okay, we're going to start at the beginning here, okay, Steve? Number one,
yes.
You bought this ticket online, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you booked it through an OTA, an online travel agency, right?
Correct.
Okay, here's the big issue. All these OTAs don't want to claim responsibility or involvement in any of this. All they did was broker the transaction, and then they went to lunch. And they should be your travel agent. They should have also informed you of this 90-day rule, which in itself is draconian and irresponsible on the part of the airline. Was that 90-day rule ever communicated to you in writing?
No.
Okay. What was communicated to you in writing?
They just sent me an email saying that there was a credit issued to me in the amount of $325.20 for each ticket.
And nowhere in that email was there like an asterisk or a disclaimer saying you had the clock was ticking and you only had 90 days?
Nope.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. What I want you to do is write me. You have my email address, peter@petergreenberg.com. Send me all that information. I need confirmation numbers, dates, and copies of all of their correspondence to you, and I will get into it with Frontier because something tells me something got lost in translation here, but there's a lesson here, and I want you to listen to it, Steve.
Okay.
If you're buying a $59 ticket, you know, and it's just a commodity and you want to use an OTA, go ahead. But until we resolve in court what the OTA's role really is, whether it's Expedia or Orbitz or Travelocity or any of them, they're not much help. And in fact, in this case, they were misleading. And then Frontier did not notify you of the 90-day ticking clock. So I think you have a pretty strong case here, and I will bring it up with the Frontier guys. But make sure you send me that with all the accompanied documents, okay?
I would be happy to, Peter.
Do that. And now listen, if that fails, you still may have some recourse with your credit card. But the clock is ticking on that too. and the clock ticks on that for 120 days from the day you found out you weren't traveling. And remember, Steve, no more internet booking without talking to me first. Coming up, what are the countries that you actually can visit right now? I'll list them and tell you the rules when we come back.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.